Mike Collins, John Ossoff can't keep his out-of-state Democrat backers straight in campaign ad. By Sean Moran on February 13, 2026. A Facebook ad from Senator John Ossoff, DGA, seemed to confuse two prominent out-of-state Democrat supporters of his re-election campaign as the senator continues his out-of-state fundraising spree. In one paid ad by John Ossoff for Senate, a statement from Democrat strategist James Carville appears, endorsing Ossoff. The statement reads, "Hey friends, it's James Carville. As someone who's spent nearly half a century electing Democrats and winning tough elections across the country, I'm telling ya, we gotta get serious about Georgia's Senate race. After all of my years in politics, I've learned that sometimes things that are said are true, and other things that are said are less than true. This is the truth. John Ossoff is the only Democratic senator up for re-election in a state won by Trump. That makes him Republicans' top target." However, the ad also has an image of Governor J.B. Pritzker's, DEL, endorsement of Ossoff. It says everything you need to know about John Ossoff and his allegiances when he can't even keep straight which radical, out-of-touch Democrat is supporting him, Representative Mike Collins, RGA, who hopes to oust Ossoff from the U.S. Senate, said in a statement. Collins's War Room X account has noted that Ossoff has received over $150,000 in donations from leftist billionaires such as Pritzker and Democrat megadonor George Soros. The War Room account stated, he's also received cash transfers from PACs that take the corporate money he claims to despise. Ossoff rails against billionaires and corporate influence in our politics but is more than happy to take their money. Ossoff appears to get most of his financial support from outside the Peach State. 80% of Ossoff's donations come from outside Georgia. 20% come from California. Over half of his maxed-out donors come from California, New York, and D.C. All the out-of-state money in the world won't allow John Ossoff to run from his record as Chuck Schumer's errand boy, Collins's campaign said. Collins was also the first to notice that Ossoff has insisted on security when he interacts with the American people and his constituents, but not for them when they cast their ballots. In fact, Ossoff has become one of the strongest opponents of election security measures, not only opposing the Trump-backed SAVE Act, but also proposing legislation to codify the right to vote without proving one's identity. His legislation, the Right to Vote Act, would make it harder for states to ensure election integrity by requiring voter ID,